All right, Lost in the Cosmos. Here we go.
Which is the name of a book that I gave Robbie that he hasn't finished yet.
Diagrams.
What do you have to say about that one there?
I'm working my best, man.
Tyler, we have a question from our studio audience for you.
Okay.
Well, I was just wondering, like, what kind of music you guys listen to? Like, bands are you inspired by?
Well, Shelby, you can help me answer this one.
Oh, like,
I just want to say Yellow Tango forever.
Yeah. The rest New of Order.
Life. New Order.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course. I mean, I listen to Yellow Tango, like, separately from being influenced by the electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely New Order. And Oppenheimer Analysis. Is a band that I think, like, is specific to this project, I listen to a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very influential. Bruce Hack, definitely. He's, like, the most influential artist on, like, my life in general. Yeah.
He, like, really started the whole electronic thing, like...
Yeah, he made a lot of his own instruments and things like that, and he was in, like, creating, like, vocoders and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. Do you do any of that yourself, like creating?
Yeah, we actually use, right now we're using two pedals that I made myself. Well, I mean, I modded them myself, and they're light controlled, light and shadow controlled analog modeling delay pedals.
Okay.
And so basically I put in a photo, without going too much into it, I put a photoresistor in between the circuit that controls the repeat rates knob. So basically you control the length between each delay with a photoresistor or with light. So you have a weird way of controlling the expression of sound.
Modulates the pitch.
It modulates the pitch too, because as I'm sure your listeners know, the digital delay, when it's like twisted, it could be all
Are you clicky. Questioning the intelligence of my audience?
I'm not being facetious at all. This is a thing that I hope I could just talk in conversation.
There you go.
About.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No, you know, like on a digital delay, like it's all clicky if you like twist it around too much and you make it feedback on itself. But the analog or analog modeling delays will be, you know, the pitch will shift and it'll be more like light control modulation than anything else.
But yeah, okay.
We have them, and they're called Alter Echoes, made by Kind Instruments, which is like my very small-time circuit bending project.
Another promo for you guys.
Yeah, there's a promo. You can get them online on our Bandcamp if you want one yourself. You can impress your friends. Yeah, yeah.
So what's the advantage of having it light activated?
Well, I've been asked sort of that question lately, and it's not really like that there's any particular advantage. Like, it's not, oh yes, this will be better for you. It's more just like, this is different. This is a weird thing. This is like a new way of controlling the pitch and the modulation and the delay. Right. And when we use it live, we use it to do all kinds of weird little things. Like, we'll use it to be like, bing, bing, like a nice little pitch bend to a note, you know? And it looks cool, I think, maybe to the audience, if to see lights and people's hands waving around and the sound being affected by that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also fun.
That's what I was going to say. More than like a utility thing, it seems very like aesthetically pleasing to just kind of see that.
Different way. You can control anything with light if you want to.
Another promo for light.
Light.
Light. Brought to you.
Vibrations.
Going strong for 4.6 billion years. All right.
Yeah, I have something I'm pretty curious about.
Yeah.
You guys sound great, by the way. It's like
Thank
really fun
much.
To have y'all
Thank
in.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
I was bummed I couldn't catch y'all last night. I had to get to a meeting, but I'm a trombonist, so I study music here, mm-hmm. and like such a big focus of live music and classical music is time. So like, how do you guys approach time being now in a almost exclusively electronic, you know, setup? You guys have a lot of different tracks and sounds. Is there a way to manipulate that? Like, I know a lot of the patches is all about manipulating pitch and sound, but could you speak to how you approach time?
Well, we organize all the tracks that we played today around rhythms that were composed by Devin Hildebrand, a member of our group that isn't here right now.
Also known as Daddy Dev.
Also known as Daddy
or
Dev.
Or Padre D.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Sorry. He makes those, and some of them are like, have movements within them, so we just kind of follow these rhythms that he'll make, but some of them are just open-ended, and we can be more loose around just like a rhythmic sample that will play off of this SP-404 SX. That's a plug
there
for
we go.
The Roland Corporation. And I guess that's, I mean, we have one song where we actually just have like a loop kind of going that gives us the rhythm, and we can hear like a boom, 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 boom the entire time, and we can all know that's where it's at. But that can be weird, because sometimes it's kind of like subjective. Like, I might hear it differently than Shelby hears it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like kick snare, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it all just kind of...
The advantage is you're always in time, but the disadvantage is if you make a mistake, then it's a train wreck. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the song is just...
Yeah, sometimes
it'll explode.
That's true.
But that doesn't happen, thankfully.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Not yet.
Well, yeah, and I know that like phasing effect is something that some artists really look for. So I was curious if that was any influence to you guys. But I mean, it comes across great just as a listener.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's very, like, people keep asking us what the genre of Shark's Teeth is lately, especially on this tour. And I mean, it just sounds like normal songs to me. Normal songs. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. It's just chords and melodies, but just happen to be on a ton of synthesizers. So, yeah. But I think it is pretty basic, to use a unacceptable word right now.
It's fine. Yeah, because like, especially in comparison to some of the other stuff you had put out earlier, which seemed much more ambient.
Yeah, there's a ton of ridiculous stuff on the Shark's Teeth Bandcamp. Yeah, if anybody has any studying to do,
yeah,
go there.
Just go.
Lots of options.
That's pretty cool. So we talked about Sun Hotel and Trampoline Team.
Correct.
Did you guys work on anything else before that? Like even before that? Like I guess. In other words, like, what were your, like, how did you guys get started into music in the first place?
Go for it.
Like your origin story.
Well, I guess I have a side project too that's like was a band for a long time, but we kind of become like a recording project for the time being called The Ticks, and that's like I call it a psychedelic rock revisionist movement. I mean, but I don't know, a lot of other groups are doing that sort of thing right now too. So, but that was like, and then before that, I mean. All kinds of different bands. I was usually in guitar-based bands. This is my first delve into wave. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you learned guitar from a young age, and you're just like, I need to put this to some use?
Well, actually, I learned piano first, but it doesn't really matter. I just, whatever I'm doing, I guess.
Yeah. And what about you, Tyler?
Yeah. I started playing in bands in New Orleans in, like, 2009 in Sun Hotel and in Shark's Teeth, and I played with a lot of random groups of people. Right now I'm also playing in a band called Shame with my friends Spencer and Philip, and that's great. And I just started playing in a band called Keeping with two people from the band All People, who are also the ones who run Community Records.
Okay.
So yeah it's nice and busy in New Orleans, and there's lots of bands going around all the time. I don't know,
that's, I love it. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys have another song?
Sure, we'll play one more.
All right,
sounds
sure.
Good. All right, thanks again, man.
No problem.
This song's called Melting Belief. And this is without percussion, so you'll be able to see. You'll be able to hear if you're listening what that sounds like.
Thank you. Jesus told her, your submission brings us closer. It's in the Bible. We were holding hands. That's in the Bible too.
Thanks for being in, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
that was really fun.
Before I go, let's talk a little bit about the future. What's in store for Shark's Teeth?
Well, I don't know.
Space travel.
Space travel.
I hope not too many days soon. No. Anyway,
Mars colony.
Mars, yeah.
I think besides space travel, we have a split we're working on with some body parts.
Is that a
who's a band?
Okay,
from Nashville.
It's a band, guys. It's okay.
It's a band. Somebody with some body parts. Hey, you're right.
It's an actual band.
I never realized how that might sound in a different context, but now I do. So anyway, we have a split coming out with some body parts. Oh, actually, Shark's Teeth has like a 22 track ambient album that comes out like next week.
Okay.
Yeah, on a label from Nashville, actually, on a small tape label here called Paco Tapes. Actually, it's not small. It's bordering world domination, actually.
Paco Tapes?
Yeah, it's gotten out of control. Paco Tapes is putting out our 22-track ambient album called Bissenschaft's Layer 4, or Opinion Crisis. And that's the fourth in a series of ambient collections of songs that are usually a couple hours long. And there might be like some vocoder songs, but there's mm-hmm. no like singing, no songs. It's mostly just like pleasing tones and some creepy sounds and things like that.
Is that German?
That is German, yes, it is. I took some German idealism classes in college, which really messed me up. So that's a result of that. And then we also have the album that we're working on, the full-length album that we're working on, and that should come out hopefully by the end of the year. And we're going to just play a ton of shows with awesome, cool touring bands in New Orleans. That's usually how the project functions, is we just play when our friends need locals to come through.
Mm-hmm.
To play with when they come through town, and that's the main impetus for setting up most of our shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we'll continue to do. Maybe we'll go on tour again at some point.
Yeah. You said something in it, and it reminded me. So, like, just a quick scan of like your Bandcamp page. Mm-hmm. I see the phrase "Christmas in space" a lot.
Yeah, Christmas in space.
Could you clarify what that means?
Well, yeah. It's just a nice. I think it's just a nice combination of words that maybe reflect a little bit of the overall feeling and idea of like Shark's Teeth. Mm-hmm. A lot of like, also it's been called nostalgia in space, or nostalgic about being sad, possibly, in space. And so, yeah, those kind of things. And, yeah, I think it's a nice grouping of words.
Yeah. The funny thing is like, it makes sense. Like, I feel like,
right.
I can see
across.
Yeah.
Good. I'm not the only
so
one.
When people just ask you what your genre is, you should
it's
just,
very difficult. So Christmas in space helps.
Yeah. Just
really
tell
helps,
them Christmas
yeah.
in space. Mm-hmm. If they don't understand,
they never will.
They never will. I think that's pretty clear yeah. to me. Well, did you guys want to add anything else? Studio audience?
No.
Nope. You don't want
to. It was really cool to listen.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah.
I guess we'll close out. How about with a request by you guys? We'll
oh,
see
really?
What we can do. Yeah. We have some time.
Well, yeah. Can we do Bruce?
Bruce.
Some Bruce Hack. Yeah.
Some Bruce Hack. Yeah. Let's see. Let's
in
pull up.
Spirit. Let's do like
through my
stand up Lazarus if we can. That'd be good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Not Bruno Mars, Bruce.
Hack is HAACK.
All right, here we go. So Bruce Hack, and what song was it?
Stand Up Lazarus. It's off Electric Lucifer Book 2.
Oh, I love that. All right, so we're going to play We're going to play a stand-up Lazarus, and if we have more time after that, we'll just get another request.